Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And before we go into the message that I've been sharing these last several days, having the mind of Christ, the Lord just laid on my heart to pray for healing. There are some of you that need God's healing in your body. And we know from the Word of God, both the Old Covenant through Isaiah and the New Testament as well, speaks that healing is the portion of God's people. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, "Who His own self," referring to Jesus, "bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." That's past tense. So, Father, right now, Lord, we come, and Father, I lift everyone who is in pain and in sickness right now. And if there's a particular area of your body where you're being afflicted, just lay your hand there if you're able. Father, right now, we stand on the promises of God's Word. Lord, under both covenants, old and new, you spoke healing and promised healing and blessing and prosperity for your people. And so, Father, we claim that. Lord, it's hard to function in our everyday lives when we're dealing with pain and sickness. So, Father, I curse that sickness. It is your desire, Lord, that sickness, it should be a thing of the past, Father, that we can be healed as Jesus moved in His earthly ministry. He brought healing to the afflicted, deliverance to the captive. And so, Father, we stand that Your promises are sure. They're exceeding great and precious promises. And I release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ right now to everyone who is needing healing as they agree. And thank You for this work, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, been ministering these last several days on having the mind of Christ. And as we read the revelation that God gave the Apostle Paul, he learned a secret from the Lord. And in Philippians chapter 2, he's teaching us to keep a humble spirit and a right attitude, both personally and toward others. Let me just read those few verses. In verse 3 of chapter 2, he says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." That's exemplifying the love of Christ. Is that not right? "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but, however, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." So, when we experience the new birth, we become not only new creatures, but those, as we're birthed into God's kingdom as a child of God, there are unlimited possibilities through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we first get saved, I'm sure we're just rejoicing in the fact that we are a new creature. But as we grow, we should understand that all things are possible to him that believes. And we must start taking command or control over our situation, and we do that by watching our thought life. Many Christians want to know, well, how can I serve God? How can I be an able minister for the Lord? But Romans 10 and 17 states clearly, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And then Paul states in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 15, "Study That's an imperative. It means you study. It's a command to study, to show thyself approved, not to any board, not to people around you, but study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why the whole counsel of God is so important. The slogan Brother Glass coined back in 1965 when he began Imdale Christ was the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. And so we've got to take the entire word of God, because where there might be one statement in one scripture, as you continue to read, another scripture will balance that out and give full comprehension and understanding. And so, how can you be a worker for God? Well, he's going to show us. The Greek word, you know, as I shared that scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed. Well, that Greek word for ashamed is a compounding of two other Greek words, meaning we're not going to be ashamed, embarrassed, or going against what God has declared. And so sometimes the enemy sets up strongholds in our minds if we hold on to an opinion that's not God's opinion. So, bottom line, how can each one of us be a worker for God? Wherever he's placed us, no matter what season in your life, God has significance and meaning for you, and joy and peace while you're at it. God clearly instructs us to search for God's guiding control in our lives through his word. A workman is essentially a Christian who not only hears the word. Okay, we can't only be hearers, but what? Doers, right? We live it out in our daily lives. And so, what do we need to do? While it's good to, you know, listen to good biblical teaching, attend church, on a personal, individual level, daily, we need to search the Word for the guidance we need for our own lives. And then we're to rightly divide the Word of truth. And then, be careful of our thought patterns and the things that are going into our minds. We need to take control of that. And any negative, condemning thought, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you feel condemned, there's something wrong there. It is negative thinking. It is the work of the enemy. It's all, you know, it's all really tied together. But remember that if you've sinned, if you've fallen short, there will be conviction, but there will not be condemnation. And so, as we take control of our thought life, and through God's help and grace, and studying God's word daily, you'll begin to grow as a Christian. That's how we spiritually mature. James tells us, what a wonderful promise this is. If any of you lack wisdom, come on, we all can use more wisdom, can't we? Let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. He just isn't give out just a little tiny bit here and there. He's lavish in his liberality, and he upbraideth not, and he doesn't, you know, wave his finger at you and say, shame on you for asking, you should know that. No, he doesn't upbraid us, he doesn't rebuke us, he gives to us liberally, and it shall be given to him. So where do we exercise wisdom? Well, in our minds, right? In our thought patterns. This verse of scripture has been so misused and misunderstood, yet, if you will, it's a golden key to open God's unlimited resources to us. We have a God-given divine right to ask God to mold our thinking. We have a divine right as children of God to look to God to do just that. One very important caution must be made, however. While it is certainly God's will for us to expect him to give us guidance, no one should depend on such guidance until we have fully come into the ability to control our thoughts responsibly. You know, there's, what was that joke I heard years ago? We have to be careful how we apply the word of God. Judas hanged himself. You can apply, go thou and do likewise in whatever situation. So you see what I mean? We have to use wisdom in applying God's word, and we have to understand as we're growing in God that we have to allow our thoughts to be monitored and formed by the word of God. Many are prone to interpret their thoughts, which, you know, they say it's the Lord, and really it's their own thoughts. I know I was exposed to that as a Christian when I first came to the Lord, and I thought, something in me just kind of backed up, and I said, wait a minute, hold on just a minute. There was discernment given to me even at that young age in Christ that this was not a godly or righteous pattern or plan that this person was proceeding on. And so we want God's guidance, don't we? And that's why it's so important to study the word and to know what God says and what God expects of you and what God has provided for you as his children. For example, I'm thinking this goes back decades when we had a local church. Brother Glass was alive, and there was a woman who just wanted to be used of God and wanted to minister. Yet unfortunately, she was a single mother, and she was actually neglecting the care and nurture of her own children in view of working for God. Well, obviously, that's out of balance. That is not what the word says. We are free. Whatever situation, that's why it says, whatever, if you're a servant, a slave, don't seek to free yourself. If God gives that to you, wonderful. He's trying to say, whatever situation we're in, we need to respond in a godly fashion, take responsibility, the responsibilities God has given us, and then God will use us. We're willing to submit. But being a parent is one of the highest callings there is, to form a new life that has been given to you in the commands and admonition of the Lord. Amen. I hope what I'm saying to you bears witness with your own spirit, because God wants us to be wise children and not foolish in terms of the ways of the world, that we become a ridicule to the Lord by the wrong choices we make. At any rate, I love you, and we will continue tomorrow, and I think we may have to continue a little bit into next week, but that's okay. I trust you're being blessed. I know what I'm asking and praying every day for you, I also pray for myself, that we can all be partakers and experience that divine nature that God has given to us. I love you. I thank you for joining me. If you need prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,